Blog Talk Radio.
Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long,
And I hope you enjoyed that song there. And Marilyn Pasek, our angel lady, is here this evening, going to be taking your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls. So dial on into the show, 347-884-8245. That's really a remarkable day already today with a number of shows, but we had a very interesting show on LA Talk Radio today. I guess she's worldwide known. She's been on the Dr. Phil show, on many shows, and her whole being is an act of kindness, is her books, and speaks about, you know, anti-bullying in schools, and speaks about helping all of us, and really speaks to the core of what we do on Journey of the Light and what spirituality should be all about, you know, the oneness of all, where, you know, we so much, you know, separate ourselves into groups, into, you know, races, into certain, you know, we divide ourselves so horribly that, you know, well, we're this in, you know, our state or our country, or, you know, we'll, you know, but the people in Mexico, they're somehow different than us, or the people in China. But no, we're all one. We're all connected. We're all our brothers and sisters. And that, I mean, that is the core. That is the being. That is where we're striving to grow the consciousness of society a day at a time, I guess you would say, a day at a time. And I spoke last night, I don't know if you heard it, it's on the featured show now. I spoke last night about Journey into the Light. And if you didn't listen to the show, or didn't get a chance to, I would really suggest going back later on and listening to it, because I spoke about how did Journey into the Light start? What was this, you know, in the very, you know, Journey into the Light's now into its ninth year, but the very first couple years I spoke about a lot about what brought me to this point. Of doing this show, and you know, it all came, you know, back to my childhood of losing my parents so young, and I don't go into that daily anymore for a lot of reasons, but especially it's so hard. But I do put it out there so people who are new, which is a large majority of listeners, can understand what's the meaning of this show. Where did it originate from? Because it's not a fortune-telling show at all. I promise you that. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to it, I know a lot of people did, and I've got a lot of really positive emails and comments, and I do appreciate all of that very much. It's a very tough show for me to do because of going back through that emotion and that pain. But that pain and that stories that were negative then – did create something positive, and that was Journey into the Light. Just think of all the people that have gotten help from the show. Wouldn't it be possible? So what I'm saying to you is, you folks who are listening, is if you're going through a struggle right now, a problem in your life, you know, there's something good going to be coming down the road, because that's the reason we go through troubles in our lives, is for our soul growth, I believe, and for something beautiful to blossom and open down the road. Because if those things of losing my parents so young didn't happen, as I talked about last night in depth, there would be no Journey into Light. I promise you that. I'd be still at the bank, probably as, you know, one of their upper management. Am I glad where I'm at today? Yes, of course. Very glad. And lastly, I'll say, I won't go into depth about it, but our homeless mission, our GoFundMe link is right on the show page right today, very in the very top. If you haven't gone and made a donation recently, please do. I mean, unless, you know, we're all, you know, 70% of Americans are one paycheck from being homeless. And, I mean, it could be us tomorrow. And would we want a mission out there that would come by, and you know, I was out a little bit ago, and I ran across driving by. I wasn't doing my mission work, but I drove by, and I saw in the corner this elderly black guy who his name is Charles. And I always told him, well, if I saw him, I would swing on by and help him. So, and I've put up his pictures a couple of weeks ago, and just a really bright guy, and just a joy, and always a smile on his face. And we're all one. We're all one. We're all connected. The link is there. So call on into the show. Marilyn is here, 347-884-8245. Angel readings this evening. Call on in. Press the 1 on your phone. And let's go then out to beautiful Arizona, and let's bring in Marilyn to the show. Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. How you doing this evening?
Good. How you doing out there? Is it warmed up any?
It had, and now we're back down into the 70s, which here that's cold.
Oh, that's pretty warm, I was going to say. What's wrong with the 70s?
I can't believe you played that song. I just got back from L.A. I went over there for a big celebrity wedding, and that was one of the songs that they sang. And lady that sang it, she was just phenomenal. She had a range and voice all the way down, if people understand music, like alto is the lower end, up to soprano, which is the higher end, and she just nailed it. It was beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous. Anybody listening that's in the LA area, I highly, highly would recommend going to the Methodist Church in downtown Hollywood. It is absolutely beautiful. As soon as I walked in there, I could just feel the spirituality, the commonality of people, the angels in there. It was absolutely beautiful. And then
yeah.
I listened to the show, and you got that song on. I'm like going, wow, okay, there's a message in here for me too.
So you're thinking, Michael, were you there that night? I wasn't, but Spirit was. That's who picks these songs. I don't pick them. I mean, I just roll the list each night. I put the show together, and it's like, all right, pick that one. So,
yeah, that was absolutely phenomenal. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, going, wow.
Well, that's great. That's great. I saw your pictures on Facebook. You looked wonderful. So those were great.
Oh, thank you.
So
yeah,
you're having a good
one
time.
Of the few times I played dress up.
You mean you don't do that for each show, especially with
heck,
Chuckster
heck
and myself?
No.
Oh,
heck
come
no.
On. That's what Chuck and I were
not
thinking.
Not that dressed up, trust me. I mean, that included high heels that came off right after the wedding. The heels didn't last through the wedding reception.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time. That's wonderful. So, yeah, so that must have been a good trip. So, well, great. So what's the topic today, Marilyn?
Michael, repeat what you were saying here a little bit earlier. I know you were talking about we're all one. What
mm-hmm.
else were you saying? Because something that you said really struck a chord with me.
Well, I was saying a lot, but I was saying we're all one,
oh,
we're all connected. Go ahead.
Okay, I remember what it is.
Okay.
The one thing I was going to talk about, so maybe I might save this for next week, is gratitude. People, there are so many people out there right now that I do, in addition to doing private readings and in-person readings, I do a lot of spiritual mentoring. And I've gotten very, very busy with that because so many people have gone through their human life, so to speak, and whatever's worked for them in the past, whether it's a relationship, a job, a career, their financial status, the material things that they have, whatever, it's not working for them anymore. And so they're wanting to find deeper answers, spiritual answers. They know there's something else out there, but they're just not able to tap in. So I talk about this on my live videos on Facebook, but I want to talk about it here just briefly tonight. One of the easiest ways to raise your vibration, to get in touch with angels or any of the spiritual realm from the white light, is to raise your vibration. And one of the best ways to raise your vibration is to be in gratitude. And I'm talking gratitude for everything. You don't have to always raise your vibration to get in touch with angels. Angels will be with you 24/7. All you have to do is give them permission, ask them for what you want. I always recommend asking for your best and highest self. And just like what you were talking about, the radio show wouldn't be here if you hadn't gone through a tragedy in your life. And I firmly believe that. I would not be who I am, an author of 3 books, a creator of 7 meditation CDs, now on 2 radio shows and doing live videos and a lot of classes and presentations, if I hadn't lost all the members of my family. And unless you grow up in a spiritual, holistic, metaphysical family that is used to this, it usually takes a tragedy in our life for the doors to open or for us to have, like, I'm going to say, a little swift kick in the behind to saying, okay, there's something else out there for you. I was an x-ray tech for over 20 years and a realtor for almost that long. And I would have never dreamed many, many years ago that I would be doing what I'm doing and being who I am now if these tragedies in my life hadn't happened. Fortunately, they didn't all happen at one time. It was a slow, gradual period of time, including a divorce in there, which is a death of a relationship. But over time, it's like I lost all the people that I love, all my blood relatives. And it's like, okay, and when my mother died 7 years ago, a little over 7 years ago now, I finally said, I've had enough. And I dropped the real estate and I walked into this path and I just kept talking to God, talking to angels, asking for help because I was really down and out at the time. And slowly but slowly and surely, they just kept helping me and helping me and helping me to the point that here I am 7 years later, and I'm probably the happiest I've been maybe in all my life. And so when people want to know how to get in touch with their angels, if you're going through a hard time, no matter what that is, ask the angels for help. But don't forget that they're there for you in the good times. And if you can raise your vibration, and one of the best ways of raising your vibration, your energy level, is to be in gratitude. Be in gratitude for everything that you had. Every day I wake up and I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, a bed that I slept in, a pillow, blankets, sheets, running water, electricity. And now I have a new one to add. I am so very, very grateful that I do not live in downtown LA and have to deal with that traffic every single day. That would drive me crazy. And for anybody listening that is living in LA or has to do that drive, you have my deepest sympathies, and I'm very, very proud of you because I don't think I could do it. I told my friend that went with me, I said, I think the only way I could live here is if I married a multimillionaire, maybe billionaire, and they had a helicopter to take us everywhere.
Yeah, I agree with that. I love that.
And what you were talking about, we are all one. I believe in a creator of all that I know you believe in too, Michael, and we so choose to call that creator God. And we are all created from energy, and that energy is fueled by love. And that's why the angels can be with us. They love us all unconditionally for any reason, no matter who we are and what we've done, and they forgive us unconditionally. All you have to do is ask for forgiveness. And we are all created from this one creator. And whether you're human, whether you're an animal, whether you're a chair, a piece of furniture, a home, a brick, a rock, a flower, a plant, we all have energy. And that is what combines us. That's what makes us all tied together. Now, are we going to love and respect and honor everyone in our life? No. We have lessons to learn. Some of the lessons are really hard, such as you losing your parents, such as me losing my whole family. But as you said earlier in the show, Michael, you wouldn't have created this show if you hadn't had that loss of your parents. And sometimes we have to go through this tragedy, because if everything was all butterflies and kitties and roses and puppy dogs and rainbows, we would just take life for granted and we wouldn't appreciate the things that we do have and we wouldn't reach out to help others. It's like we would just go around in La La Land. And when something does happen to you, learn to turn to the angels, ask for their help. If you believe in God, if you have another word for that, creator, source, spirit, universe, turn to them and ask them for help. I don't know if you ever watched Joel Osteen, but I try to catch at least 30 minutes of Joel Osteen on Sundays. And he's adamant about this. He says, God isn't bringing you down. We are the ones bringing ourselves down. And God is there to help us, to lift us up. The problem with us, and especially women, and especially American women, is when we get something in our head and we get an idea in our head, we want to have all the answers and want to know how everything all plays out the day before. So, and that's not how the angels or God or the spiritual realm works. So whenever you're asking for something, ask for your best and highest self and then release it and let them do their job. And we may think that we know what's best for us, but they always have our best interest at heart because that energy is fueled by love. And just on a short side note here, Wednesday afternoon, late Wednesday afternoon, I was preparing for a reading and I needed a little energy boost, so I got my beloved chocolate raisins out and I bit into them and I bit into something kind of hard and I'm like, wonder what that was. And sometimes raisins will have a stem, so I didn't give it much thought. And within a minute, I discovered I had broken a tooth in half. And I'm like, no, not 2 days before I leave for L.A. And it was on a Wednesday. It was about 4 o'clock. I go, what do I do? And I knew my dentist was closed on Wednesdays. And so I'm like, okay, what do I do? And I didn't panic. I'm like, I asked for help. And this little voice said, call the dentist office. So I called the dentist office. And yes, they were off. But guess who answered the phone? The dentist. And I said, is this the dentist? And he said, yes. And I said, well, this is your angel lady, and I've broken a tooth, and I'm leaving Friday. He goes, come in tomorrow. So we have to have faith. We have to have trust.
Wow. Break into candy and you break a tooth. When you said you needed a pick-me-up and you grabbed candy, I thought you were going to say you went ahead and ordered a pizza. I guess not. That might not have broken your tooth.
Right?
You got thin crust. I don't know.
Actually, I haven't had pizza for a while. What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know what meaning that is, but maybe we can find out.
So, yeah, that's what I have to say for today. I hope that helps people. Just, you know, no matter what you're going through, the good times and the bad times, learn to talk to the angels or your higher source that you talk to. And they're there to help us. I mean, it was, to me, miracle that the dentist of all people would answer the phone on a day that he's off, and I was able to get in the very next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's,
so guess what I did? I went around here and go, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, that's great. Yeah. That's a lot of great points you made there, Marilyn. I totally agree. Totally agree. We do go through dark times for positive things to balance. And, you know, if it wasn't for dark times and everything was hunky-dory, I mean, what did we come here for? What was the meaning of it? I mean, there would be no meaning, really.
Exactly.
So, well, why don't we see who's on the phone line here for Marilyn and take your calls now. 347-884-8245 is the phone number. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard and ask a question. And so let's go to our first call, area code 734. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. This is Laura from Michigan, Flat Rock, Michigan.
Hi, Laura. Yes. How are you doing this evening?
I'm not doing too bad. It sounds like you're doing better now that you got your tooth fixed. I'm glad.
Well, it's not totally fixed. I got to go back for a crown. I'm so excited.
I don't envy you. I'm afraid of the dentist.
You and me both. But you know what I did just since you brought it up? He asked me if I wanted it numb, and I actually had enough time to do whatever it was he had to do and then get back home, and I had back-to-back-to-back readings. And I said, how long will it stay numb? And he goes, well, for a little while. And I go, I can't because I got to talk. He goes, okay, we'll try it without numbing anything. So what I did, I just took my head and I placed myself somewhere else. I was leaving for California the next day, and I knew the first day we would be going to the ocean. So I just imagine, you know, looking out in the ocean and watching the dolphins play with the mermaids and listening to the waves and making the water whatever color I wanted. And next thing I knew, he was done. And he goes, I can't believe you didn't do that without any numbing. And I go, you have no idea where I was at. So how can I help you tonight, dear?
I've been a longtime friend of Michael. If he remembers, I'm from Mystical Cow Show, Michael.
I know, yes.
I thought you might, just wanted to be sure.
Of course.
Like Michael, I lost both of my parents, and then I was born visually impaired, and my cousin and best friend died a couple of years ago, but I'm still pretty grateful for everything that I have in my life, but things still don't seem to go right for me all that often, and I just wondered if the angels think I'm doing something wrong or I need to be doing something else for things to get better.
You have to have faith in yourself. I would like to see you change up your way of thinking and talking about being visually impaired. I would say that you're visually enhanced. Do you do any kind of spiritual work, dear?
I've worked on it some, but it's been a while.
I would highly recommend. I'm sorry?
I'm kind of empathic, so I just haven't done much with it.
No, you're not kind of, you're highly empathic. And your vision was taken away from you, even though I think you can see a little bit. Can you still see a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I'm not guide dog and cane blind. I can't drive, and I have to pull things close to see, and I can't see the menu at McDonald's, but I don't need to go to McDonald's anyway, so.
No, right? I won't say too much about that.
No, I'm actually grateful for my eye problem. I wasn't when I was a child. Now I am because I think it makes me a better person, and I'm more understanding of other people's disabilities and problems and that kind of stuff, so I don't think I would change it if I could.
Exactly. And you have a very, very special gift, dear. Do you sing at all?
In the shower. I'm kind of shy. I've wanted to do karaoke, but I've never had the, I wouldn't say ambition, but the guts to get up and try.
I would, or I don't know if you go to church. You might want to go to church, start singing some hymns, but they're telling me you have a voice of an angel, okay? And the, you know, the visually enhanced is so that you're able, and you're exactly right, so that you're able to see the world through new eyes, new vision. And I feel like you feel a lot. I don't know whether you use your hands a lot or what, but you have a very special gift of touch. And so, and you're highly empathic. I hope you protect yourself every day.
I don't know how, so I probably should learn how to do that.
Bring in Archangel Michael and get to be really, really good friends with you, with him. In my opinion, he is like the most powerful angel out there, and he radiates to the color white for protection. Us empaths has to make sure that we're protected 24/7, so you can bring Michael in. If you want more help with that, I can go into more details with you if you get in contact with me on a private. I don't want to take up too much time here on the radio.
Right, and I don't want either. I want other people to be able to ask questions too.
Right. There's something about your hands and your vision that go hand in hand. And
okay.
So you have to have more faith, more trust. I don't know whether you've ever tried to do any Reiki or any kind of energy healing and or painting, but all of that would be really good for you. Okay.
I love to paint.
All
I'm
that
not
would
any
be
good at it,
good.
But I love to do it.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
it
love to
It doesn't matter. It's very, very healing for you. It will help you more, increase your own spirituality more. And what they're telling me right now, your big one here, Laura, is to trust and believe in yourself more. You're not doing anything wrong. You just have to have more faith.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and if you go to my website, I've got a little pages on there about angels. I'm not sure whether I put one about Michael on there, but I've also have got some videos on there about angels. And I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on Facebook every Wednesday night talking about angels, so you can join me there or get in touch with me privately and we'll see what I can do to help you out, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
honey.
Have a good night.
Bye.
All righty, Michael might be in the screening room. So if people like more information about me, you can get in touch with me or check out my website, www.MarilynPossick, that's POSCIC.com. I am the author of 3 books and 7 meditation CDs. They're all listed there. The books are available through Amazon. I'm also live on Facebook 2 nights a week. I will be live tonight at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, now Pacific Time, or 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where I gather people there to talk about coping with grief and loss. And I will be on tomorrow night, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, or 9 p.m. Eastern Time, talking all about angels. And on those live videos, I love to take people's questions and comments, so please feel free to join me. If you don't want to leave a question or a comment, you're free to join me to just listen. And if you don't want, if you can't make those times, you can just go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Marilyn Possick. If you like spiritual messages, I am also have an angel page on Facebook. Again, www.facebook.com/angel messenger Marilyn Possick.
All right.
Are you back, Dick? Okay,
I'm here. It's all listed right here on the show page, all the information. So so people can just like contact you, Marilyn, and what, website and request a reading is anytime?
Yep. Yeah, okay. That goes right to my email. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is through my website. I do in-person readings, I do phone readings, I do Skype readings, and if you want, you can get a hold of me through Messenger on Facebook as well.
Okay, and we do have listed also the phone number here. It's on the show page. If that's easier for folks to put down there, dial up, and it's 602-326-5244, 602-326-5244. All listed here, and Marilyn is here each Tuesday on Journey into the Light, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and also she is on Mondays with the Roundtable with the Psychic Cop, Chuck Bergman. That's Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Didn't have yesterday's show, but we'll be back next Monday with the Chuckster, so we look forward to that. So if you're calling in right now, make sure you press the 1 on your phone to speak to Marilyn. Press the 1 on your phone, the number for the radio show, 347-884-8245. Let's go next to San Diego and bring in Amy to the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for this great show I'm learning about. Hey, I have a question in my life. I'm going through, what do I do? What is my life purpose? Yeah, I did food service for 15 years as a waitress, and I loved it. And then I've been doing massage energy work for 22 years. And I've just hit a brick wall, like nothing is happening. And I love metaphysics. I love people. I love to PR, educate people about food and health. But I don't feel confident in, I don't have those credentials that people like to see. I tend to want to go hide in my little corner, and then there's this Leo in me that wants to come out and shine. And I am the weirdest Leo, but I love nature, you know. I'm a nature nut. I could go make a little coffee bistro out in the middle of a nature hut and have a little tent there and teepees, have a teepee village, and, you know, have people come and gather, and I love to inspire and educate them in that way. It's nutty. Does this make any sense to you?
Absolutely. After spending the last few days in L.A., get yourself a card table set up in downtown L.A. and start doing readings on people.
It works. You can do it in Balboa Park.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Amy, have you ever thought about doing tuning forks?
You know what? I actually have my solfeggio, and I took a certificate course a few years ago. And crystals and gems and all that stuff is, you know, very interesting to me.
Did you actually do the tuning forks yourself, or was it crystals and gems?
No, it was the tuning forks. I did the solfeggio ones in the Ohm. And then there's a lady out in Las Vegas that actually had a pretty cool experience how she discovered the sound therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Murphy.
And have you taken any classes or courses or anything with colors, like with crystals, gemstones, chakras, that type of thing?
Yeah, nothing official, but I'm an avid junkie reader since the 90s on all of this. So
first of all, my dear, I want you to get out of your mindset, okay, that you have to be certified to do this. I know many, many practitioners out there will certify people to be like doing what I do, a certified angel messenger, angel reader, whatever. And in my mind, what I say to that is like, who certified you? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are certain professions that absolutely you need to go to school for and learn. I mean, I wouldn't want somebody operating on my heart with just going on faith that that they think they're certified to do this. You know what I'm saying?
You're no fun. No, I do.
I do have some limits here once in a while, okay? But you know who certified me to do this?
Doreen Virtue?
God.
I have, yeah.
Okay, that's the only certification I know. And I know in my heart of hearts that if I'm not supposed to be doing this work, I know I wouldn't be doing this work. I know I wouldn't be the author of 3 books. I know I wouldn't have, like, I just taught a class last week and I had almost 60 people attending. I know that none of that would happen if I'm not supposed to be doing this work. So I'd like for you to change your mindset, to change your way of thinking, and to change your way of talking, that I'm not certified to do this, I'm not certified to do that. And go within, start doing some more meditation for yourself and go within and see what resonates with you. I definitely get the feeling, Amy, that you're meant to be a teacher, okay, and teaching on the healing realms. I feel like color is really, really important to you, that you have a keen sense for the ear. So that's why I'm suggesting the tuning forks. That you might want to combine that with, like, crystals or with chakras, like, you know, how to go in deep to help heal people. Did
You're
that
awesome.
Make sense to you?
It really does.
Okay.
You're in
Perfect.
Tune with me. You're absolutely in tune with me. You're all heart.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Thank you.
I really appreciate knowing about the show, and I'm going to keep listening and tuning in every week.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Yeah. Michael's got great, great guests on. I'm here live every Tuesday. Let's see. We're on the same time frame. You're in San Diego, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I'm here live every Tuesday at 4. And as Michael just said, that we do another show with a medium out of Florida on Monday nights at 6 o'clock our time.
And that's
so
Chuck
feel
Rick.
Free to – I'm sorry?
Is that Chuck Bergman you do it with on the
yes.
other show? Yeah,
yes,
I had a reading with him one time. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Awesome.
And we
well,
just
thanks.
Really, we tend to really, really complement each other because my specialty, even though I am a medium, my specialty is angels. And Chuck's also a psychic, but his specialty is medium. So we're able to really create a good show, I feel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is great. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Amy. Have a great evening. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I should add, it's not just you. The crowd loves the show on Monday night, Maryland.
Yeah!
Oh, do they?
They sure do.
Why? What kind of feedback have you been getting?
No, well, I mean, it just feedback from listeners, how much they, you know, love tuning in and love listening to you guys and just a great chemistry and the connections and, you know, I, you know, see it in the ratings too as far as it's always, you know, one, you know, show number one or two every single week as far as top shows.
Good.
So.
Good. Yeah, I've never worked hand in hand with another psychic like that before. And I know when you first asked me, it was Halloween
yeah.
night that we did our debut, and I was a little nervous, but boy, did we have a good time.
I had a feeling it would go over. I don't know, but I will tell you, as a person who's done radio for quite a long time, over 4,000 shows, it is very difficult to get two people who will mix together on the radio because one will, you know, want to like overtake the show. And what I love about you guys is there's none of that. And you guys work hand in hand. There's, you know, there's no ego. There's just
right.
wanting to help. And it's,
right.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, right. A lot of people finding the show, Journey in the Light, and your show, Marilyn, for the first time today. I've been speaking
good.
To people in the screening room, and they're like, wow, I haven't heard this show before. Not just you, but also Journey in the Light. So that's what I mean. There's always new people, which is awesome. So let's go next then to Michelle in Florida. Welcome.
Hi, great show, great information in the beginning, Michael and Marilyn. It fit home as to where I am right now, too, with appreciating life. So thank
oh,
you.
Oh, good, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. What part of Florida are you in, dear?
I'm in West Coast, Florida.
West Coast? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not that familiar with the West Coast.
No. Yeah. Well, my question for you is on my spirituality. I want to help others. I love coaching people. Pretty good at that. And I keep getting feedback on you ought to do it, you ought to do it. I just don't know how to get started on such a thing. So I just wanted to see what the angels or what you say.
How to have faith.
Is that what it is?
Yep. That's exactly what it is. Somebody's with you in spirit helping you with this. Is your mother's mother passed?
She is.
Okay, she's helping you. And I'm also getting a father-like figure. Your father's still alive, though, correct?
Correct.
Okay, is his father passed?
He didn't know him, but I had a stepdad who I was really close with spiritually.
Okay, your stepdad has passed?
Yes.
And would he, you consider him father?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. That's why I wasn't getting like your blood father, but a father in spirit. So that works for me. And both of them, your grandmother, your mother's mother, and your father, your stepfather, are both working with you jointly to help you with this. Did they know each other?
They have met. They met each other, yes.
Okay, because they are definitely with you in spirit, and what I'm seeing for you, Michelle, is like they're drawing or showing me a big red heart above you where they're combining their love, and the end of the heart, you know, like the point part, is coming down right through your crown chakra, and they're saying that that's a way that they're helping you so that you receive messages, and the main message that you have is to have faith, to have trust. And to, they're telling me to tell you to let it go what other people think. And that's a big one. A lot of times people, you know, and I'm guilty of it. You know, I've been doing this now over 20 years. And I came out of the closet, so to speak, I'm going to say well over 10 years ago. But I firmly believed it, trusted, dug my heels in right after my mom passed in 2009. And now it's like my close friends, they're all spiritual, they're highly intuitive, and that's the only people that I care to be with. Mm-hmm. I don't have many, but that's okay. The ones that I do have are true friends, and that's what you've got to get into, okay? And you've got to have faith. And you have a good spiritual connection with the guys, which is my term for angels. So you have to just keep conversing with them, talking to them, and having faith. And whatever, if people start putting you down, you've got to learn to like sweep it under the rug like you would do. Say you want to clean your house in a quick hurry, but you don't have time to do the full cleansing, like sweep it under the rug. And when you're tired of taking this, that's when you can get the vacuum up and say, I'm done. Does that make sense for you, dear?
It does. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. Have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for your call there. We're going to go ahead and bring up our last call for this evening. But, again, Journey Light continues next hour, folks, so stay with us. But for this show, we're going to bring on another first-time caller to the show and another Michelle from California. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for
Hi,
taking
Michelle.
My call. Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What part of California?
Santa Barbara, like north of LA.
Oh, that's beautiful there.
Yeah, it is. I'm lucky
there. I was
there.
There a few years ago. Absolutely beautiful.
Uh-huh, thanks. Yeah, it is really pretty. Lots of good nature here.
Yes. So how can we help you tonight, dear?
Well, I've been kind of working in the school system for many years and kind of getting to the point in my life where I either have to get a regular job or maybe start a business.
I'm sorry, you've been working in what, dear?
In the schools, but it's
okay.
In part-time, like substituting, and I've just never been able to find my footing there in the system.
Okay.
So now I'm like thinking, well, I got to think about retirement, and I'm like, well, maybe I. And yet I'm really artistic, and I'm into plant medicine, and I don't know how to make that my career when I kind of need to think about retirement too. And when I get into an 8-to-5 job, it seems like I don't have the energy for the others. So.
You're definitely not meant to do an 8-to-5 job. If you would put me in an 8-to-5 job, you might as well just shoot me. I definitely see you having your own business. Have you ever thought about opening up some kind of a storefront?
No, not really. But so always a possibility.
I don't feel like you're ready for retirement yet. You're ready from retiring from, like, real jobs, but you still got a lot of life in you, and you've got a lot of, teachings to do. I really like, did you say that you were into herbs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I really like that. You're going to turn on a path here, Michelle, like I went on. Instead of having a real job, I don't consider this a real job because I enjoy it too much. I love what I do, and I will do this probably to the day that I take my last breath. As long
you're
as I'm still
about,
being...
You think the angels are just going to take care of you the whole time? You don't have to worry about pensions and all that kind of stuff?
I don't even give it a second thought. Because Michelle, here's a really, really valuable advice. Whatever you're thinking about, that's what you're sending that energy, those vibrations out into the universe, and that's exactly what you're going to receive back. Okay? So when you change up your thinking and say, you know, find what really radiates to you. I feel like in a past life, like you were a medicine woman. So I would really get into, like, herbs, you know, like saging, that type of thing, finding out more about that kind of thing. I don't know whether you will actually have your own storefront or perhaps go in with somebody or, like, be a guest or, you know, be somewhere, like, a couple of days a week, but you got to make yourself visible. Because I can see like a whole storefront where you've got like all your different herbs and maybe, you know, a piece of paper explaining what they all can do and everything. But, you know, when you start throwing your mindset, you know, your thoughts, your energy, your vibration, that I am meant to help people, I am meant to heal people and ask for help with that, guess what you're going to receive back? If you're all worried about pensions and retirement and money and this, guess what you're going to receive back?
More of the same worries?
Yep. So it's just a matter of changing your thinking, changing your thoughts.
Yeah.
And then when you express yourself, you're going to be expressing yourself different. And something I discovered a couple years ago, I don't know if you believe in God. I believe in God. If you believe in another higher power, that's fine as well. But I love to be outside early in the morning. I usually get up before the sun comes up and look up in the sky and look at the stars. I am out during the day as well. But when I look up there, I just say, good morning, God. How are we doing today? And the messages I receive back is, you will always be provided for.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so if you change your thought that you know that you're always going to be provided for, and to me, I've learned, I've gone through many, many trials and tribulations in my house or in my life, okay, but what's important to me, like I love having a roof over my head. You know, I love having running water. I love having electricity. I love having a bed to sleep in. Those are the things that are important. As long as I'm being provided for, I do love having a car that works.
Yeah.
I do like having all my teeth, you know.
Yeah. And it takes money for those things to some degree.
Well, absolutely it does. But when you change your thought to, you know, say, I know and I trust and believe that I will be provided for, it happens.
I just need to really... just pray and just get in tune with that.
Yeah, pray, absolutely. Pray, meditate, however you get in touch. But then, you know, start changing your thoughts around. And another good thing for you to do too, dear, is to write things down. Like, what is it that you want? What takes you closer to your heart's desire, to your own passion? You know, what makes you really excited? And what takes you farther away? And concentrate on what's bringing you close to where your heart's guiding you, and not concentrating so much on the unknowns.
So really look at what makes me happy and focus
on
that.
And write it down, because we have to have visuals. If we don't, we'll constantly question and second guess ourselves. So if you're writing it down and you have a notebook or a journal you keep going back to, that's what you're going to bring back to you.
Wow, I like that. So you kind of create your own future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually teach a class, change your thoughts, change your words, change your world.
I've struggled with that for a long time.
Yep,
that
and that's exactly therein lies your problem, my dear.
So I really need to get busy with that.
Well, thank you for listening tonight, and thank you for calling in.
Oh, thanks for helping me. Take
care. All right, honey. Good night. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I agree with you, what you're saying there to Michelle, so much, Marilyn. You know, you got to have the faith, and you got to know, because I'm the same way. People have asked me, you know, aren't you scared you won't make it, you know? And they've been, you know, paycheck to paycheck, you know, as far as not having a, quote, real job. But I haven't had a, quote, real job in, gosh, 25 years. And it's because, and I've been doing this, you know, for 9, so I haven't always been doing this, but I've always had the sense of myself that I'm going to make it, and I'm going to do what it takes to make it. If it's, you know, working 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for a while, whatever, I'm going to do that. But I know I'm going to be able to make it and be creative. I mean, just be creative. How can, you know, and just in today's world, especially if you live in the United States, anything is possible, especially with the internet, because this here wouldn't even be possible without the internet. But nowadays you could be anything. And so you got to have that faith and knowing but you got to also, you know, work. You got to work at it, you know. As one of my guests who has a big reality show on TV said, you know, and he's got a big pawn shop in Detroit, said, you know, he's always told himself how bad you – and he tells others, how bad do you want this? And that's a great, you know, question to ask yourself.
I know I've had people in the past in readings and say, well, God will provide for. Well, God provides for those that provide for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know many years ago I was going through a financial crisis, so I thought. And so I thought about getting a part-time job. I actually did do a part-time job as an independent person. And guess how long that lasts, Michael? I think 1 week.
Yeah, right.
But when I was doing that and going through that phase of my life, what I'm sending out to the universe is I don't have faith and trust in you. So I've got to do the human thing to go out there and make, you know, $10, $20 an hour, you know, just because society thinks I should and other people don't understand what I'm doing. And so when I'm sending that out, that's exactly what I was receiving back. And I finally had a wake-up call from the guys, and they just said, stop it. Have faith. Have trust. Talk to us. And I haven't looked back. I can't even imagine me trying to get a real job now, because I haven't had a real job in I don't know how many years.
Well, I've got to wrap up. I'm totally out of time. But it's been
a
great hour, Marilyn. We'll see you next week.
Have a great evening, and I will talk to you next week.
Okay, we'll see you then. Everybody else, Redial is coming up next, Sonic Nova.